Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
February 8th, Ben Trey. We have been busy. Too busy. Can't find that letter I wrote a couple of days ago. General Westmoreland, the U.S. commander in Vietnam, has stated that the Mobile Riverine Force saved the Delta. He has written and is submitting a recommendation for the MRF to be given a Presidential Unit Award because throughout the Tet Lunar New Year offensive, the Mobile Riverine Force was locked in nearly continuous combat as the enemy lay siege to or threatened to attack every large population center and military installation in the Delta. In every battle, MRF personnel, both individually and collectively, although often matched against forces of much greater size than their own, displayed outstanding courage and professionalism in subduing the Viet Cong challenge. Navy crewmen embarked on monitors, command and communication boats, assault support patrol boats, and armored troop carriers were frequently ambushed at point-blank range from concealed positions along both banks of narrow, jungle-enshrouded Delta streams. In every instance, they succeeded in suppressing the enemy fire before maneuvering their assault craft out of ambush areas. Together, the MRF Army-Navy team successfully met the challenge posed by the Tet Offensive, probably saving the Delta from being overrun by insurgent forces. Ben Trey, one of the locations General Westmoreland knows we saved is a big village or a small town very close to the crossroads, and we love the kids in the area. Graham Greene, a famous author and connoisseur of troubled spots, was in Ben Trey in 1951. And on the way back from Ben Trey to Saigon, he conceived the idea for his novel, The Quiet American, about the French colonial war then raging in Vietnam. In 1959, a female Viet Cong general, Nguyen Thai Dinh, led guerrillas in an uprising against the U.S.-backed Saigon regime. Yesterday, correspondent Peter Arnett reported that a 9th Infantry Division major said, "It became necessary to destroy the town, Ben Trey, in order to save it. I know there was fierce hand-to-hand fighting in Ben Trey's streets. American jets and artillery leveled most of the town, and our troops were inserted to prevent it being completely overrun. More than half the homes were destroyed. The death toll was so great that, after a few days, both Viet Cong and South Vietnamese troops stopped fighting briefly, and to prevent an epidemic, disposed of dead bodies, soldiers, and civilians in the river." Dead bodies in the river. This is the water we live in and on. This whole situation makes me think about a song that came out several years ago. It was called Mr. Custard. It is a song that is sung by a young man who is in the 7th Cavalry as they are about to be attacked. With trembling in his voice, he says common phrases such as, "What am I doing here? I don't want to go, and please don't make me go. He dreams about the coming fight when someone yells attack, and he stands there with an arrow in his back. Where is that letter I wrote?
I mean, where do I go? I want to start back here. So the Presidential Unit Award, is that like another ribbon that you wear?
It is a ribbon. Okay. It is the highest award that a unit, military unit, can receive.
Okay.
And the Riverine Force, both Army and Navy, actually were awarded it several times during the 2-year span.
Okay.
Several times. But that was the first one for the unit.
That was the first.
And that was a big deal.
Absolutely.
A big deal. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so a female general.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. That's interesting.
It is.
And you said, and this was for the Viet Cong. That wasn't.
Correct.
That wasn't American.
She was against against the Americans way back in 59.
Right. And I mean, really, women, and back in 59, 60s, that's not common.
Ooh, hadn't thought about that. Good thinking on your part. You're right. And of course, it's a different culture than ours, but it's also maybe even a more male-dominated culture.
That's kind of what my perception was. And you know, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you were there. Is that more of what you saw?
I saw was male-dominated.
Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So really something for a woman to rise to that level.
In the 50s, yeah.
Goodness. She must have been a brute.
You know what? I bet she was attractive, thin, wispy. I just can't help but think that she was attractive. The females in Vietnam, I personally thought were beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Unless they've been out on the rice paddies too long. eating what was called betel nut, chewing betel nut.
What?
Well, in the movies you see where people have their teeth blacked out, so that looks like they're missing.
Yes.
Well, betel nut does that to your teeth permanently.
Oh.
So.
I see.
The betel nut eaters weren't so pretty.
Not the best of smile.
No. Okay. Not at all. Not at all.
Fascinating.
Well, let's move on to February 10th.
Let's do.
Misplaced letter. A few days ago, when we tied up alongside our ships for a few hours to resupply and refresh ourselves, I managed to write a short letter home. It is amazing. After 8 days of bloodied combat, it was so easy to be nonchalant when writing home. Temporarily losing the letter disturbed me more than the ordeals we had just participated in. I wonder what those at home are hearing about this thing called Tet. Now that I found the letter, I need to get it sent home.
5th of February, 1968. Dear folks, howdy. Well, I just got paid, so you'll find plenty of money in this envelope. Spend it wisely. Of course, the wisest way would be to put it in the savings account. Next month's pay I will keep for R&R. And the next month, too. Also, I plan on joining the Navy Credit Union. At first, I will be saving money through them, then I will borrow some to buy a car. Insurance for the car will be bought through the union, and payments will be combined. I will be allotting $100 a month to the union. When I buy my car, I will take a 36-month loan. $50 a month will be for the car, and $50 for savings. When I have enough in savings to pay off the balance of the loan, I will do so. Simple, isn't it? Navy has a way for everything. Ha! Enclosed, you have found some pictures of me. Please don't burn them. As you can tell, I'm a well-dressed sailor. Well, that's all for this letter. Bye. Love, Tom.
Okay. A well-dressed sailor.
A well-dressed sailor,
Isn't there a picture of me in the book?
There is. Just some cut-off shorts on.
What kind of shorts are they?
They're all cut, looks like.
Aren't they maybe the tiger stripe camouflage pattern?
Oh, yeah. Sure enough.
Yeah, well-dressed.
Well-dressed. Okay. The whole money thing, and you got it all figured out, $50 for this, $50, $100 a month. Like, you've got this all down to a T, and that is so you to this day.
Like, at times, you're
always
right.
On the money, figuring out the finances, and and, you know, very savvy when it comes to the numbers. It's interesting.
I didn't follow my own rules all the time.
Right.
But I won't disagree with you that in theory, I've got it all figured out.
You got it all figured out. It's true. But, you know, it makes me think about the book. And I know that you are very generous also. And so, you know, you have proceeds that come in from the book. Online sales.
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
The proceeds that come in from the book, I sell them. They are available online. They are sold online. It's not that I sell them. And every 3 or 4 months, I get a little proceeds. The money that I get from online sales, I take down to a local print shop and have a book printed here locally that I give away. Okay. To where anywhere I think is appropriate to individuals or groups or it doesn't matter to me.
They may benefit from that story.
I've heard so many neat, positive comments from readers, whether they be combat veterans, parents, spouses, kids of combat veterans,
mm-hmm.
and just in general, it's fun to give it away. It's just plain.
It feels
fun.
Good.
It feels real good.
And then to get that feedback from them, that's where the joy really comes from.
Yes, truly.
That's awesome.
To share with you, and I guess those who are listening, I was invited to speak at a Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association meeting a while back. And that was right at the time I decided to give books away, that I wasn't going to sell them anymore. And after the speaking engagement, several came up and said, I'd like to buy your book. And I turned to the chapter president and I said, they're for free from me. Let the individuals pay what they want to pay for it. And they raised a substantial amount of money for their organization, for a scholarship for somebody who's pursuing say military studies at college.
Wow.
So that was neat.
That is. Yeah. But that just, you know, it's you being generous with that
too.
And I know that you're very faithful with your tithes and offerings. And the beauty of it is because you are so generous and because you are doing things the right way, you are blessed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
I love it.
We're going to hear more about this Tet thing later on.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.